It is The Review with Dan, with Sean and with Ian Ryan for this one. So to go through Tottenham 1, Liverpool 0. Ian, I'll come to you first. There's a couple of things floating around that I want to get into from the lineup and the approach for Liverpool. It felt, and I know it's been discussed in a couple of places, that there was maybe an approach here to manage the game without being overly intense. And, you know, there's a few things that are at play here in terms of rhythm, the fixtures, the illness that's clearly knocking around the camp. I think the manager's got a bit of it, to be honest, from a few of his interviews. But the thing that strikes you when that lineup drops is there's not a lot of ball progressors, ball carriers in it. You know, you're sort of Diaz, Szoboszlai, even Robertson in this case. People who can charge into space, 20 yards of space with the ball, which, you know, we knew was present in that league game against these the other week. It just didn't feel like there was that element of dynamism. And it even goes far as to say maybe Nunes in terms of running in behind as well. So it's a funny fixture in that it's one that he's got to get games and minutes into players. He's got to think about the fact that it's a semi-final of a cup competition in his first season. And he's also got to try and pick a team that wins against Tottenham as well.
I think, I mean, in terms of the team, I wasn't massively surprised, Dan, if I'm honest. I think there's four changes for both sides. And ultimately, you always felt there would be changes at the back. And he ends up changing, what, three of the back four? You knew that, having watched Konate against Manchester United, it looked like he was blown up to about 60. So that was no great surprise. There was a conversation around Trent, and I thought he may just ask him to go again, maybe to put a few wrongs right. Maybe the previous manager would have allowed that to happen, but Slot chooses to do otherwise. And I'm thinking he's probably looking at it and working his way back from Nottingham Forest. So regardless of what's happened against Manchester United, he's probably already committed to what he's going to do against Tottenham. And I think you see that play out by maybe not including Trent. And he's got to manage the balancing act of giving Bradley minutes. And I think he wants Bradley to be back involved in the group. And again, you've got to look at that and maybe think, well, we'll give him 60 and we'll go from there.